Hi everyone, I am Jesse Wilson of the Personal Arrogance Podcast. Eric is not with me tonight. I am doing a new project. Eric and I have talked about doing something we call the Comcast for a while now, basically because we're haters and we like to sit around and hate on commercials. And so the Comcast is a project where we hate on commercials and record it. And the idea is that you play the audio file while watching the YouTube videos of the commercials. So I'm going to do that tonight. And I've had a heck of a time figuring out why my recording quality was so bad. But I figured that out. So let's get into it. The first commercial today is going to be Ronnie's Xenadrine commercial. And this, of course, is Ronnie from the Jersey Shore. And those of you who listen to the podcast know that I love the Jersey Shore. It's like a love-hate kind of thing. But we're going to watch a commercial that one of the guys made. And it's not even one of the more popular characters from the Jersey Shore. I say characters even though they're real people, but they seem like characters. So what we're going to do is I'm going to count backwards from three and then say play. And when I say play, you click the play button on the YouTube video. And then we'll watch it together and then I'll deconstruct it. So if you hear me say play, hit play. If you hear me say pause, hit pause. And that sounded like a Cat Stevens song for some reason. But alright, so put your cursor over the play button for the first YouTube video, Ronnie's in a Dream commercial. And then, when I say play, hit play. So, 3, 2, 1, play. Keep it real. My friend Haley knows what I'm talking about. Oh, what a good actor. You look beautiful. 44 pounds! I don't love the quality of this video because it feels like I'm watching an episode of Arrested Development and it's shaking around so much. But let's deconstruct this video. So take the timer back to the beginning because we're gonna replay this real quick. So hit play. Pause. Okay. So if you pause right now, you should. You should see Ronnie in his nightclub outfit. He's going clubbing. And, although I don't know why he'd be wearing sunglasses to a nightclub. Maybe he goes to a nightclub in the day. But this is just a ridiculous outfit. And, I think what I like most is his open-palmed point maneuver. I guess that's cool. That's probably what the cool kids are doing that I don't know. Maybe this is why I don't have such good luck with the ladies. Is because when I point at someone, I tend to close my hands, make like closed fists, but leave one finger extended. But he's pointing right at you, but leaving his other fingers, unoccupied fingers, just kind of dangling there. It's a pretty cool maneuver. I like it, Ronnie. I like your style. I like your faux hawk. Also, Ronnie, you're wearing a watch. I don't know if you're aware of this, but it's year 2011, and your cell phone has a clock on it. I guarantee it. So, we could probably ditch the watch. I like how the sleeve is rolled up enough so to expose the watch, too. So, 3, 2, 1, play. That's right, we're watching it again. Is that the same guy? I don't think that's the same guy from the picture. I'm not convinced. I tell all my friends about... What did she say? I swear she said, like, Zycam. Maybe not. I'm going back to watch it. Ah, whatever. So, there's Ronnie's, Xenadrine commercial. Something about it just makes me giggle. Obviously, what I like... the most is that, sorry, I had to take a sip of my beer. Ronnie's not an actor, obviously, but he's on a reality show, and that's fine. But the actors that they hired to pretend to be his friends, they're not any better actors than Ronnie is. I don't know. I guess they didn't really commit too much to the whole actor thing. And I saw this commercial. The first time I saw this commercial, it was a slightly different format, which the company has changed now. Originally, he referred to everyone as my friend. All three people. He said, my friend Haley, my friend Bobby, my friend Shannon. They edited it out, but if you know what to look for, you can detect that it's still there. Oh, whoops. Okay, so a second video is actually, I think it was my first post on the new Personal Arrogance website at which you are located right now. And it's got lots and lots of planes and jets. And this is a real commercial that's on the air these days. Like, this is not an old commercial, even though it looks like it's from the 90s. So put your cursor over the second one, and the title is, in all caps, "Your children want to watch these jet plane DVDs, free CD included." That's all one sentence with an exclamation point. So, yeah, apparently, I'm gonna be pausing this one periodically, so when I say pause, hit pause. I mean, you've probably figured out the system I got going already. You're a smart kid, you got good grades in math and science, so on the count of play, we hit play. So 3, 2, 1, play. Here they come. Pause. Alright, pause it. Make sure you're paused. Lots and lots of jets and planes. Look at that fucking font, man. I love it. That is the best. Red, white, and blue. Although it's a little reminiscent of the French flag. I don't know how I feel about that. Doesn't that font just scream America? Okay, play. Oh, salute to you too, sir. Pause. Okay, those planes are doing it. Play. Real low. Pause. Okay. A slow plane is just a plane that crashes, right? Like, what is a slow plane? All planes are fast, otherwise they're crashing. Okay. Play. Smoking planes? That's dangerous. Much, much more? Really? Much, much more? Or just more jets and planes? I'm pretty sure he covered all the bases. Pause. Look at this guy. Is that a plane or a glider? I'm guessing it's some sort of plane. But any plane where you're required to wear a motorcycle helmet, that's not a good plane. You shouldn't be riding around in that. You're going to die. Also, you really think the motorcycle helmet's going to help you when you're getting chopped up by the wind turbines? That's a dangerous place to be riding your plane around, dude. Your little homemade plane. That wind turbine's going to take a limb off like a fucking samurai sword. Oh, well, at least you got the khaki shirt. You could go out Steve Irwin style. Play. Two DVDs is over 2 hours. They could... Alright, pause it. Look, I love how the CD rolls in there. First, let's address the fact that it's two DVDs and it's only 2 hours? Pretty sure you can fit more than 1 hour of content on a DVD, dudes. Also, what are jet and plane songs? What songs could those possibly be? Oh, jeez, I don't even know. I don't even know. And, why have they not updated this blue screen since friggin' 1985 when they tried to sell the first thing on the TV? I have seen literally the same formats of these, like, mail order things for infomercials for my entire life. It's the same blue with yellow text in the same font. It hasn't changed since 1985, I swear to God. Okay, let's hit play. Let's finish this. Yeah, don't try and order if you're 17. Allow 3 weeks for delivery? Think they can fly it. Okay, so That's lots